We got to run through some of these incredible calls of the field goal block, starting with the call you heard right here on 96.5 The Fan, the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. You also hear Dane and Hughes chuckling in the background, which was so great. Here you go.
35-yard attempt, well within his range. 18 of 20 this season. His left, and one of those misses, a 60-yarder in the half. 35-yard attempt from the far hash. Dixon, the punter, will hold. Raboni is the long snapper. Lutz waiting for the snap. Placement is down. Lutz's kick is blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick! They're going to stay undefeated! The Kansas City Chiefs blocked a 35-yard field goal attempt! Kansas City wins this game on a blocked field goal!
I mean, it's fun. Look, there's some other stuff we want to get to, but look, can we hear one more at least?
Kick to win it.
Oh! Blocked! The Chiefs have won! The Chiefs have won!
Okay, and before we get to any other audio not related to the Chiefs, the Spanish call.
Se viene el bateador Lutz de parte de los Broncos, el número 3. Se acomoda hacia adelante, la patada. ¡Eh! ¡Bloqueo! ¡El bloqueo, Jere! Se bloquea esta jugada y Kansas City se lleva la victoria del día de hoy. ¡Hay bloqueo! ¡Los Broncos la fallan! ¡Los Broncos no pueden hacerla! ¡Y los Kansas City Chiefs se llevan la victoria cuando esperábamos un gol de campo!
I mean, that call's so good.
It is. There was also a game in Germany. I don't know if you knew that. Yesterday morning, were you up early? 8:30.
Is that a war crime?
Look, I'm all about sending our worst matchups.
Panthers Giants.
I'm all about.
Dude, it was rough.
I'm all about sending our bad matchups.
Like the Geneva Convention
to international markets. So, like, let them have the NFL. Give him the Panthers and the Giants. Well, Sean Hockley was the official. And this should be a new requirement. If you want to officiate a game overseas, listen to this.
Verstappen, Angriff.
Oh.
Fünf-Yard Strafen. It's by the center. It's third down.
Oh, look at Sean Hockley.
Here we go. Showing up.
The fans there in Germany applauded him. He gave a false start call in Germany.
Really good.
Hey, look, if you're going to call a game as an official in another country, I think you should be required one call.
Just one call.
One call has to be in another language.
Did he have to hope that it was like, did he learn several calls or just the one?
I think it was just the one, because this happened in the late first quarter. He knew at some point there was going to be a false start call. And
sure.
I think he had that line memorized.
Smart, smart. Speaking of Germany, Xavier Legette, who is the rookie wide receiver for the Carolina Panthers, he was on social media trying German food. What makes this especially funny is his very deep Southern accent.
Do I need a cougar? Let me try. Okay. I like that one.
Do you have any food since you arrived?
I had some chicken wine, Julia. They had a little different taste to them. Like y'all use a different twang or barbecue stuff. But they right here, I like it right here.
He didn't even finish the word sauce. Barbecue sauce.
Well, that and what, a week ago, we had the...
It's a really good video.
Instead of asparagus, but it was... But was it... He was...
Oh, I can't remember what he pronounced to be at. What it didn't
I
sound
got
like
some of that asparagus or something.
Asparagus.
There.
Not even completing words.
He's a fan favorite. Him and Keon Coleman, man. Great personalities in the league right now. The Chiefs, of course, are potentially playing Keon Coleman on Sunday, depending on his availability.
Another fun one here on the audio fun bag is, you know what? Because I'm sure Broncos fans are kind of sick to their stomach today. We should have to play, just to give them a quick reprieve. We'll play them other loser mentality from people who are upset. This is Utah's AD.
Yes.
After what he believed to be a questionable call, I think clearly on replay was the correct call, at the end of the BYU game, feeling his team was robbed. Listen to this excuse making.
This game was absolutely stolen from us. We were excited about being Big 12, but tonight I am not. We won this game. Someone else stole it from us. Very disappointed. I will talk to the commissioner. This was not fair to our team. I'm disgusted by the professionalism of the officiating crew tonight.
He was almost
disgusted by the professionalism.
Kyle Whittingham threw his chair down after his presser.
He was almost going throwback Mark Mangino. You know what this is about. dollar signs. That's right. BCS. That's what I was thought of immediately when I heard that audio.
I was excited to be in the Big 12. Not today. Yeah.
The call was what was appeared to be, you know, a game-clenching fourth down sack for Utah with about 130 to go. There was a penalty. The drive continues. BYU ends up winning the game. And of course, BYU still is undefeated. They're now the favorite, and they have been the favorite to win the Big 12. And if the season were to end today, it would be BYU playing Colorado.
Yeah, just like we all had it before the season started. Uh-huh. For the Big 12 title, BYU versus Colorado.
That's right.
The weekend almost went perfectly for K-State fans. It was almost there.
It was pretty close, though. I mean, you know, like not a perfect, but because they've got at least one of those opponents still left on their schedule, they got a chance.
Still need Colorado to lose the game.
I can't believe Colorado might end up in the Big 12 title game. Colorado? I did not see that coming.
It's one of the best stories in college football right now.
Honestly, yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's one of the three biggest ones.
It's weird. Last year, all the talk around them, the results weren't there. Now, nobody's talking about them enough, and they're actually performing at a very high level. It's kind of weird.
It's so much better.
It's overcorrected a little too much. Like, Deion's doing a hell of a job this year. Last year, they were talking like they were going to win a national title, and they won four games or whatever it was. This year, they got a chance to play for a national title because if they get in the college football playoff, and yet nobody's talking about them.
If they
KU that, plays them in a couple weeks at Arrowhead. They just announced the start time, 2:30 on Big Fox.
It's going to be crazy. K-State fans are going to have to root for KU for KU in that game, I think.
There you go.
And shout out to KU.
That was KU against Iowa State. That was the KU team people thought they were going to be much of the year. It was.
Yeah, that looked like the 9-win Kansas team we were expecting to play in a good bowl game.
Yeah, thanks to the Iowa State fans that came down to the Kansas City area and spent money to watch their team lose. Appreciate that. Thank you.
They always travel.
They do.
A lot of them at Arrowhead.
That is the Audio Fun Bag.